This is a path of paying attention. That's what this is about. Paying attention and changing your mind. This is not about getting rich, getting happy. It's not about having friends and a social life. It's not about sitting in a room. It's about mindfulness and vigilance. Mindfulness is your practice, is your basic daily practice. You guys have jobs. You work. You go out of your room. You're not always sitting on the floor like I am. It doesn't matter. You and I have the same problem. We are not mindful and we are not vigilant. Period. I am not mindful and vigilant in the sense that when I get up from my tantric session, I forget I'm a tantric. That's my problem at the moment. I forget that I'm the deity. I forget that I'm living in the palace. Too often I get on the bus and I forget that I'm going down the road in my palace. I have to remind myself all the time that I'm not ordinary. This is not ordinary. I'm not doing ordinary things. Everyone around me is not an ordinary person. All you guys are my, the women here are consorts and the rest, you guys are manifestations of my male deity. That's all you are. But I don't remember that. And you guys don't remember what you're supposed to be about during the day. You just forget it. You're not about earning money, making friends, being happy, figuring stuff out, letting your mind dribble on in mental diarrhea. That's not what it's about. That's not what life is about. If you're going to practice Buddhism, then you practice it from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, and hopefully while you're sleeping you remember it sometime. You have a dream. Really, that's what your day is about. This is about strategy. You've got to develop a strategy. So before we get to all of, you know, I want to do this practice, and you have to live strategically. You have to think about what's the most important. If you believe what I've said or anything about what I've said, then you need to sit down with yourself and say, how do I do this? How do I organize my day so that I spend more of it paying attention to what I need to pay attention to and less of it paying attention and energy to what I don't need? None of you are careful about your energy. None of you are. I'm not, you're not, we're not. That's basic thing. You are sloppy. We are sloppy livers. We are sloppy with our energy, attention, passions, everything is slop. We're just slopping over in every way. What matters is that we get enlightened. What matters is that our actions increase our chances of becoming enlightened. What matters is that we pay attention to what gets us there. Everything else is suds in the sink. That's it, you know? Nothing else matters. Now, I'm telling you this as somebody who does this. This is my life. If you decide that you believe in this stuff, then you have to start thinking extremely strategically. You have to be very serious about this. It's fun, but it takes work. This is extremely fun. It makes everything into a game, a kind of, can I maintain my awareness while I'm at work about this little thing today? I remember I got a letter from Shauna saying that she was having she was trying to do this at work and stuff. That's exactly what you have to do. When you go to work, pay attention to what needs to be paid attention to, but focus your energy on using that as an opportunity to practice something, whatever it is you're practicing. You get up and remind yourself when you open your eyes in the morning, I got it wrong. I am not real the way I think I am. I am not what I think I am. I can't hold on to this, and this is not what I think it is. Just remind yourself of that. And then make your day into a ritual. I am not a big ritual person in this sense. This is not it for me, and this is definitely not it. I mean, I'm a nun. I'm very pleased to be a nun. I feel very fortunate that I got ordained. I'm very fortunate. But I don't know how to live ritually, and neither do you. Now, Indians and Tibetans do. Here's something we can learn. We need to learn. They get up in the morning and they make offerings. They remind themselves that what they're doing isn't the most important. They drive a bus past a temple and everybody in the bus does this, and the guy stops the bus and jumps out and puts 5 rupees in a thing and just jumps back in the bus. Can you imagine? There's something going on in this society that is not going on here. And we need to make our day into a ritual in the sense that it has a form that's structured around what's real and not what's not real. So we have to do things to remind ourselves about what matters. We have to practice. We have to sit down first thing in the morning before we get up, even if we can do it. Unless we have to go to the bathroom or something. But I mean, you should sit there and do something. It doesn't have to be a whole practice. It doesn't have to be anything. Just remind yourself, this is what it's about. Think through something. You can do a practice. Sometimes I do my sadhanas by just looking at my tanka. I don't even do the blah, blah, blah. I go for nine, you know, lama sangye chura. I don't do, you know. I don't do all that. I just sit and look at it and think, that's real. That's the real, that's the nature of my mind. That's it. That's me. That's it. Just remember, it's me. It's me. It's me. That's me. That's me. So when I go into the, I'm getting ready for the bardo. Get ready for the bardo. Are you ready? Get ready. Those guys are going to appear to you. Your yidam will appear to you, even if you don't know who it is. So it's a good idea to get some familiarity with them. They will appear, and if you recognize that as your nature, you're out. I spend a lot of time looking at my yidam. I don't want to forget. So when he appears, I'm going to say, yes! And not run the other way, because he's got 16 legs and 34 arms and teeth, and his face is dripping with blood and things, and I don't want to make the mistake, you know. I am trying to familiarize myself on a daily basis with what matters. I constantly form intentions during the day that I'd be born in a place that I'd be able to practice this from the moment I open my eyes and can talk, and hopefully I can do that fast. I don't want to have to spend 40 years again looking for it. I don't want it to happen. I want to be in a place where I can do this. So you guys better work hard, because if you're younger than me and I die before you and I'm here, you better be here. And you better be working. Because I don't want to waste my time. Yeah. I mean, I just constantly remind myself. Now, this kind of living can only be generated if you get the Four Noble Truths. If you understand the result of those Four Noble Truths is that you generate true renunciation, that the only thing matters is this. Otherwise, you get lost. When you do get lost and you still have generated that, then remind yourself you're lost when you finally catch it and put yourself back on the track. Don't give up. Don't despair. Don't think, I didn't do it for 10 minutes or 2 days or 10 weeks. Just put yourself, dust yourself up, put yourself back on, and start doing it. When I go to Tantra shop every 3 weeks, I go as my yidam. And a lot of times on the bus, I lose it. But it's really neat to go on the bus in your mandala, because it's like, it's zooming down the highway in India, you know, it's zooming down the highway. And it's so much fun going to town. And I lose it on the bus because there's a lot of stuff, if you've been in India, it's pretty interesting on the bus. But it's kind of like going through central Oakland or something. There's a lot of activity going on. I'll lose it and I'll think, oh, I lost it again, and I'll regenerate it, and then I'll do it again. And it's, woo, we're going down the street and the mandala is there, and it's just really more real than the bus. But I'm on the bus and all these other people are in it, and it's really exciting. It's very fun. And then I get to town and I do other things. I work on other aspects, like compassion for the guys who just threw me over on the floor because I tried to buy a stamp, you know, and I got the rush. Queuing is not a thing that Indians do, you know. They don't queue. I just try to remind myself as much as I am what I'm about. And for me, in a way, it's easier because I've got all the stuff to remind me, you know. It's a little easier, and I don't have to go to a job every day and that kind of stuff. But it doesn't matter. Because all it is part of the same play. So it's just using everything for the same goal. And you have opportunities that I don't have. For the last 3 months, I've had opportunities you have galore. I have been up from 4 in the morning until midnight every day waiting on monks and my teacher and dealing with very flipped out people. And it's like you have to deal with. I mean, my job was, all of a sudden, I turned into a cook. The woman who makes peanut butter sandwiches. I don't know. I mean, I ended up into this job, you know, cooking for these people. It's like cooking for President Clinton or, you know, the Queen or something. You know, I've got to do all this stuff with silver trays and everything. And I'm just like, I don't remember any of this stuff, you know. And then another Rinpoche comes and I have to rearrange the trays because this Rinpoche is below that Rinpoche, so it's above this Rinpoche, and now the table and every. And they all get their separate tables and their separate trays and their separate, no, because this one's above that one. He doesn't want to have those dishes because because the guy above him has them, so now I have to change the napkins and the dishes on this tray. And I'm like thinking, is this my life? You know, I mean, is this what I got to be a Buddhist for? But this is, oh, do you get to be a Buddhist for being a counselor or whatever else you're doing? I mean, is that what you, no, but it's all part of, I mean, I didn't become a Buddhist to wait on a bunch of guys who have to have separate trays. That's not it. But the thing is, my teacher was skillfully teaching me some things that I needed to know. And I, by the end of it, I remember he was laughing and telling me something. He said something about, oh, there was a yak, you know, at Drikung. He used to bring the water up for this empowerment, these sets of empowerments, which are never given. These are very rare. He gives it 4 times in his life. That's it. And he said this yak on the last day when he brought the water up for the Drikung Kyabgon that he was. And he said the yak put his foot down on a rock in the inside the gompa and it left a print on the rock. Mm-hmm. And he laughed to keep hitting his arm and he said, oh, I didn't know that could happen to you. So I don't know if I'm going to become a yak or in my next life or what, but he was trying to tell me that the amount of merit that I accumulated by going through 22 initiations in this incredible blessing, this is the Milarepa, this is the Milarepa's special teachings from Marpa. This was Milarepa's practice teachings. These were his practice teachings. Of all the teachings that Milarepa got, he had a set of them that was his inner practice stuff. And this is it. And they were all dispersed throughout Tibet. And they were all then recollected and put all back together and they finally can be given as a body. Mm-hmm. So you're getting this incredible thing, you know. And not only that, you're getting it when you have to kill yourself to get it. I mean, no sleep, no food. I'm serving up trays of food continually. I hardly had a bite entered my mouth. You know, I didn't have time to eat. People were eating my food. You know, I mean, I was serving people. People would come and eat the people's food that I served them, then yell at me for being such a terrible person for not giving them decent food, and then eat my food. That was my 3.5 weeks in Maryland. I mean, it was just insane. But I needed that. I needed more tolerance. I had to have more understanding of suffering. What are people living like? Mm. Suffering. Mm. It's awful out there. This is why I'm in there practicing all year. They eat your food. Given a chance, they're so needy, they'll eat your food. Give it to them. Let them have it. Make more for them. Invite them back. I invite all sentient beings to be my guests. They weren't my guests until 3.5 weeks of Maryland. Then they were my guests, and they let me know it. They reminded me every day that I was waiting on them and not them on me. So it was a really tremendous teaching. By the end, I was in absolute tears, not because I was sad, but because I was so happy that my teacher had given me the chance to have that happen. Now, it could have killed me, but it didn't. So... good old Nietzsche, it doesn't kill me, it makes me stronger. So that's it.